What I would like to talk to you about is I'm a new public health informatics manager for the health department in Portland. It's a new position. They only just created it last year, and it was after a lot of sort of strategic thinking agendas, and they came up, we're missing this element, and they wanted to create it. And I'm the product of getting hired. So it's not actually over the first year. I'm looking at the last 6 months because I was signed on in December. And what I want to talk to you about is more what I call an opportunistic approach versus, okay, here's my informatics agenda and I'm going to engage all these technical issues with the department and put everyone to sleep, turn everyone off, and generally alienate you too. It's like, this person can't talk my language. How do we start addressing these issues? So the agenda is advance the informatics agenda and the concepts, the praxis, the applied theory and practice. You have to also sensitize the leadership, because just because they say they want something, they need to understand the policy implications of that. What do they have to have in place in order to support decision processes, resource bases, human resource components, inter-organizational agreements? All of those things require policy agreements. I wanted to assess, well, who are the players that I'm dealing with? The internal, the external ones. What do they control? What don't they control? How amenable are they to changes? I need to scope the data demands. You know, where are all these things coming from that are hitting every part of the department? Are they enablers? Are they barriers? And again, how much of that is of our own creation and how much of it is something we can change? And then, yes, we are probably the largest county in Oregon, but at the same time, everyone's crunched by the economic situation. And can we work collaboratively? Can we look at some common solutions? So the context is we've got a health department in the throes of budget reorganization and consolidation. Our IT services are centralized, which means we have to pay to talk to them for them to do anything. My role is new into December. We also stood up a systems and quality program to try and help guide our process, but that stood up in March of this year. So we've been under a lot of reorganization and changes. But our systems and quality program sort of combines those across-the-board programs that support public health. So quality improvement, public health communications, epidemiology, informatics, and our financial services and budgeting components. Just to give you an idea, this is what our department looks like. Relative sizes, I am under the Community Health Services Group, which is right under the director in this slide. It and the Integrated Clinical Services on the far, your far right or far left, are the two large programs, service groups. The Integrated Clinical Services is all of our primary care and dental services plus corrections health. As you can see, there would be a rather different business model here, because the community health services are all your traditional public health programs, which have a very different paradigm of how do we operate, which creates internal tensions. So what are the local issues that everyone was looking for me to do, plus what I was able to translate after a lot of discussion? We want to enable the programs to improve health outcomes and reduce health disparities. But at the same time, you've got every presentation here has talked about how difficult it is with all the silos. Every new grant, every new program requiring a new spreadsheet or tool, you have as many different data definitions as there are demands on you to report. And so how do we get to more efficient practices? How do we get to more efficient processes? How do we make our tools less redundant? We also need to make data more accessible. So we can do accountable management. You have a lot of stress on public health components. How do we effectively deliver care? But we also need to make sure that we give the public administration component its due. People have to manage and supervise these things. People are accountable for resources and staff. These applications and tools must be able to support those components as well. Building in the quality side, and then also build an informatics policy and a process framework. All of that sort of rolls up into why are we doing it, how are we going to do it, and finally getting down to what are we going to do. My perspective, like I said, I came to it new. I worked overseas in bad places where everything was falling apart and had to restore everything, resurrect systems across the board for all government systems, working with the UN agencies, working with NGOs, nonprofit. An interesting aspect of that is that we always had a very advocacy-driven approach. It was collective, collaborative. How do you work together? No one had enough resources on their own. So how do you pull together to achieve your ends? There was a very large social justice mission, which meshes well with public health. And plus, I was working a lot with all the health entities and all the health programs. One of the key things there that always every program felt that failed never addressed the data originators. Who was responsible on the ground for actually collecting that information? You had large policies that had their strategic frameworks and their indicators that they wanted to track, but they never resourced how do you actually get that information in and how do you maintain that. And no one ever addressed how do you keep those people happy? What is it that they need to do in order to, what do they need to have in order to make them, give them motivation to continue to collect that data? That went into a lot of the programs that I worked on, a lot of the data systems that I put together, and they have succeeded in the past. And the other one is you can't buy your way out. There's no silver bullet. You're going to have to change. So my operating definitions for informatics is however it's created, maintained, or used by an organization. How do you use information? It's the interplay of people, policy, process, practice, and tools. And it's the intersection. I know Bill Hirsch put out an article recently, but I've got 10 years of PowerPoints where I've got this on here, so I'm not going to feel I have to quote it. Public policy and administration, your domain knowledge, and your information science and technology. And I put information science, not computer science, because a perfectly good manual process can be just as effective as an over-engineered system done in a computer. So it's about how do you manage information, how do you use it. The data aspects, well, a lot of the slides always break out the middle group here, extract, transform, link. Well, there's a lot of stuff before that, and there's a lot of stuff after that. And how do you use it? How do you make it, take advantage of it? And what is the impact of that on your organization? How you staff, how you organize, what are the policies? If you're going to publish data, at the very bottom there on the data side, what does that entail? What approvals? What authorities? What content? How does it apply to HIPAA? How does it apply to protected data? How does it pertain to data that you're getting from other organizations that you have to give due credit to or have their own usage conditions? Your practices. What are the impacts of fixed versus mobile operations when you're trying to collect information and use it? Your inspectors going out, your community nurses, all of them have an impact. Your quality practices, good organizations have quality programs that are constantly reinventing themselves. Are your information systems agile and flexible enough to accommodate that, or are you going to be paying through the nose for the consultants that are going to come and modify those, make those changes? Do we have practice guidelines? Can we start standardizing the way we do things? Is everyone's local modification or adaption or work process really so sacrosanct? Can we find some common areas? What are the processes? How do we go about doing things? Do we have governance, data governance, IT governance, data stewardship? How do we allocate resources and prioritize those? Which gets us to how do we evaluate public health? So all of these show the interrelationship with policies, practices, and the tools of how we do things. And I'd like to take you through some projects that I worked on that were problems. And I was sort of thrown into the middle of them, and it was sort of a trial by fire, but it was fun. One of the areas was clinical data access. Our public health, our primary care component was running Epic systems, and they had a data warehouse, but they weren't giving our public health side access to the data. They were running practice management and an EHR. Unfortunately, this was a standoff, and it had been going on for a couple years. So I walk into this, and people say, here, you solve this. So it's a standoff. They've had a policy that's been under development, but no one on the public health side had been able to see it or contribute to it. And then you had this face-off between data analysts in the IT department versus research analysts in the rest of the health department. So how do we what were the results? Well, the policy, when it was finally written, only granted access to a data warehouse. We never got syndromic surveillance, but that's still on the books. It did give a positive output, and that was a transparent tracking for all the projects. That was one of the things I wanted to do, and the control element of the public health side or the clinical side said, well, we want to know what are you using our data for? So we want to see a list of everything. Fine, that's a good idea. But then they tried to put on restrictions that says, well, approval has to go all the way to the top of the supervisory chain to the division chief. And that's where we sort of step in and said, okay, we can modify this. That can be delegated. So get it back. All right, you can write it the way you want, but we can delegate. And then when they presented this, we changed the discussion into one about data governance, that this is an example of why we need to have a data governance structure in the department. It's so that we have policies that can be brought into alignment with how does the department want to use its information to advance the needs of the department. That resonated well with the director and a lot of the senior staff. And so now, through this one process, even though it seemed to be, all right, get into a middle of a sharpshooting match between two divisions, it enabled me to present the discussion in a tangible manner about sort of more esoteric theoretical and practice management issues. It got me a seat at the table as a relatively new and junior person to the department, and it got me in front of all the managers to make my case. So that was the first step. Visit definitions. Again, back to the data warehouse. When a department is reporting about, the department's reporting about its work, it wants to talk about its caseload. What has it done to help and service its population? Unfortunately, the definition that was being put forward in the automatic queries that IT department had written dealt only with FQHC and Bureau of Primary Care definitions. So someone servicing a grant in STD who had a different definition was not allowed to withdraw that information. So you had this misrepresentation, misunderstanding going on between the data owners and data users. Yes, this is a data governance issue again. But what we did was, there was also some indignation, because why do you call that visit when that's not the only thing that's a visit? And plus, there was a control issue. Well, what's going on with this? Why is it changing? When is it changing? Can we have inputs? Are you missing things? How can we contribute to that? How can we fix those things, these gaps? So that was a very gray area, and it had been going on for 2 years. So we brought all the analysts together. We did a both-and approach. We brought people together and talked about, why is this defined that way? Whose needs are these meeting? Are those valid needs? Yeah, okay, fine. Does that mean that you have to ignore and exclude everyone else? Can we start pulling everyone together on this and say, also, we have no transparency on how this thing is managed. So you had analysts that were actually working with that data. They liked the analysis, but thought there's stuff that's missing here that needs to be tweaked, that needs to be changed. There's no mechanism for me to submit those. There's no process for me to engage this issue. So what came out of it, results were, one, we put in a change management process for any definition, any of these standard queries that were completely missing. The data analysts themselves now started to engage in governance, because it was, one, you had transparency of the projects. Now you started to get into, why are these things there? Who is doing them? And am I duplicating an effort, or am I doing something wrong or doing different? You started getting much more communication amongst the analysts. So you started creating a sort of a mini community of practice, which was all positive. But it also introduced the concepts of data governance and the upcoming stuff about stewardship and how do you start documenting these systems and metadata to the line workforce that would end up beginning to undertake those processes. Our county is rolling out an enterprise GIS, but it was the IT department that was doing it, and it was pretty much hardware and software focused. They didn't talk about, well, how are you going to use this? Yes, we're going to use it for tax slots. Yes, we're going to use it for planning, transport, all the big infrastructure things. But what about public policy analysis, and particularly for health department? The other thing that they didn't do, they didn't even talk within their own unit because they did a website redesign and it did not support web mapping services. So any of the taking advantage of any of the graphic display and distribution of information to the public using web map-based interfaces were not supported. So that was an ongoing dispute that we're still trying to resolve. But you have all these politically visible showcase elements for public health data that would look good on a map, look great on a map. Your health equities and disparities components, your community health assessment results, emergency management coordination amongst partners, and your service management. You're talking about slashing budgets. Well, have your service populations moved away from your infrastructure? Can you start analyzing that? Can you start using that to plan for reallocation of services and buildings, consolidation of services with other parts of the county? All of those things were potentials that this could have offered, but they weren't interested. But the result was the health department's now seen as a very strong player in that discussion. They know that what we're doing is hammering issues of data discovery, sharing, and use agreements. We want to know what data is available. We want to know under what conditions can we use it, so that we don't have to keep going to individuals to try and break it loose on a one-by-one basis. If I want to get the sheriff's data, why do I have to go to the sheriff if it's an enterprise system? I want to know what the conditions of use are. Do I sign up and agree to those? And be able to see that. Same way with the data that I publish. If the health department is publishing data, under what restrictions can we publish that? And how can that be used? Especially if we start looking at the broader public health domain, where you start bringing in air quality, environmental issues, you start bringing in the water district, you start bringing in other external players that were not traditionally part of a health department. We did put together a health GIS user group, and we started getting the discussion going on what does that mean? Data standards, use conditions, your spatially enabling of data opens up a whole range of structured data issues that people will have to start dealing with, not just with the spatial components, but also with the data attributes and content standards. We had a statewide EPI reporting tool that was a project launched by the Oregon Public Health Division. And it was a good intention. It was a system to replace about 8 standalone databases at the state and local health department level. It was going to consolidate and address pretty much all the CD investigation, communicable disease investigation, contact management investigation, HIV, STD, TB outbreaks, animal bites. Great intentions. And it was going to be free. That was their intention. They're going to give it to everyone for free. What were the problems? Well, they managed it as a project versus a system, which meant that they had no stakeholders involved from any of the counties. It was all state-driven, state perspective. Their utilities trumped our workflows. It was done in FileMaker and Citrix, which sort of showed up some of the prejudices within the IT department there. And it completely ignored governance, security, HIPAA, data ownership issues. So we introduced this whole concept of government in terms of data assurance. I used the health officer network to try and advance this issue, educated them. It's like, this is a system you rely on. You must be able to have the access to this data. So they're the ones that opened up the door with the state and said, no, this is serious. You must do this. And what resulted in, we got onto the steering committee with 3 local health departments. But we got into the whole discussion of what happens with multi-jurisdictional systems. Just because your old systems were based on possession of the data set, hard copy or even electronic, once you start getting into shared systems where it's virtually in both places at once, who controls it? What's the ownership? Who has jurisdiction over HIPAA breaches? All of these things need to be addressed and worked out. and realize that you don't have all of those resources and answers within your own people in your own program. You're going to have to reach out to other specialists to do that. The strategic thinking component, what we needed to do was trying to start bring other people together. So we reached out to our SACHO, which is the CLO, the Council of Local Health Officials. This is actually happening next week. We're going to introduce informatics as a vehicle. Can we work smarter, faster, easier? We want to put it in terms that the administrators will understand. You know, what's wrong or right with what we do, with what our current tools and practices are? And can we collaborate to come up with solutions with those? Can we collaborate amongst ourselves as counties, but can we collaborate with the state, who the programs tend to be, as usual, siloed and not communicative? Well, that's my experience of trying to move that through in the last 6 months. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
I think that's pretty progressive on the county health department to have an informatics unit.
We had a very progressive service unit director and a very vocal epidemiologist who wanted to shift the burden off her shoulders. Said, we need an informatics person here to do this stuff. Yeah.
Education, right?
Yes. So it's working. People, power, control, trust, all of those things come into play, and how do you meet them? How do you ameliorate the ones that are restrictive? How do you satisfy people's concerns or fears? All of that has to be brought out into the open. Otherwise, you know, just no, I won't share doesn't work. Okay.
Thank you.
Sean.